We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support from the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
Every 60 seconds, a 911 dispatcher picks up the phone in Maine for a medical emergency. Every 2.5 minutes, an ambulance somewhere in Maine drops an emergency patient at one of our 36 hospitals. And so we have this incredible EMS system that operates in the background that we all take for granted. But sometimes there's a group of patients that literally needs the hospital to come to them. They don't have the time or the geography to get to a hospital, especially a major trauma center or major medical center. And that's what LifeLight does. So I've been an EMT and paramedic for close to 40 years, and we've always taken patients to the hospital. What LifeLight does is bring the hospital to the patient or provide an intensive care unit in the sky when we're in between hospitals. And for all of us that have been involved in EMS, we had known that there was a group of patients that just ran out of time, or they would have much better health outcomes if we could get them to the right doctor in the right hospital in a different way, and we could support them with the level of hospital care in the helicopter, in the airplane, in a ground ambulance. So we cover a very big patch. It's sparsely populated once we get outside the cities, where sometimes we have the most medical need is not where we have the most medical resources. When Eastern Maine Healthcare Systems and Central Maine Healthcare put this into motion, they really gave a great gift to the state of Maine, but that gift was not an endless gift. We can pay for the operations by the way we run LifeLight, we run it lean, but to have all of the kinds of things that make this world class, we then need to have all of the stakeholders of Maine, all of the people of Maine become part of LifeLight. Most of us look at this and go, wow, I could never help someone buy a multi-million dollar helicopter, but maybe if I did something every year, that all of those things add up over time. When we think about giving and what those meaningful gifts are, there's really all kinds of ways and all kinds of levels, but it really takes something, because when we said this is LifeLight of Maine, it really is of Maine. There's literally not a single community in the state of Maine that is not the hometown of a LifeLight patient. I'm Thomas Judge. I'm the executive director of LifeLight of Maine and the LifeLight Foundation. I live in the beautiful little fishing village of Port Clyde. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.